This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Ah, yes, the trade deadline is upon us, and big things are happening with the Yankees and other teams as well coming for sure in the next couple of days. It is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn, along with Bartolo Judge Scott.
Hyphenated Gallo!
Let's start with the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. The Yankees acquiring Joey Gallo from the Texas Rangers last night, along with a reliever for four prospects who weren't even top prospects. It looks like the Rangers took more quantity over quality, but more than anything for the Yankees, this is, I guess, a move that fits the brand, so to speak, because he is somebody that is going to hit a lot of home runs. He is going to strike out a lot. He is going to walk a lot. The good news is he is a left-handed hitter as opposed to all the right-handed hitters in the lineup. He is a gold glove defender and gives you some versatility. And there's no getting around the fact that he is making the Yankees a better team today, Bart.
I mean, absolutely. When you talk about the lack thereof, the availability of Giancarlo Stanton, who was a plus defender, I don't understand why he doesn't even sniff the outfield. And like every year we see him, he's chiseled like an Adonis. And you mean to tell me this guy can't go out? Listen, the majority of baseball in the outfield is standing around. You do more watching than you get, actually get any action. And, you know, they upgraded the position. They got, you know, position of depth, you know, understanding that Clint Frazier isn't great. You know, Floreal coming up, they didn't want to use him too early. You look at, Bruce Willis is like 1,000 years old. Like, they've been having Bruce Willis at center field.
Kind Bruce of Willis.
Yeah. you know, Gardner looks like, yep, Bruce Willis in Die Hard. You know what I mean? You know, so you got Bruce out there. So now they get, this gives them depth. They give them a much needed left-handed bat in the lineup. But I just don't know if they're doubling down. I don't know if they're being honest to themselves. I don't know if they've taken the truth, sir. I don't know, like, if we're not going to have the same frustration when they go against elite pitching in the postseason, and he strikes out, and we're expecting something different. You know, he's going to play to the back of his baseball card, which means, yeah, he'll hit you some dingers, but he's also going to strike out, and that's not what they need in this lineup. You know, we wonder and hope that if they're going to double down, like, you don't just go by it, right? You say you blow by it, right?
Mm-hmm. So, and they still have stayed under it with this move.
Right, because the Rangers took up most of the salary. But I'm hoping that maybe this entails maybe getting a pitcher, a live arm. Now, we know that Max Scherzer said that he has no interest in the Mets or the Yankees. He wants to go out west. So that eliminates potentially a great arm. You know, I mean, great or potentially. I mean, it's Cy Young guy. I mean, it's Max Scherzer. You know what I mean? So I don't know where they address that position, being able to get another guy opposite Cole that they can put out there and they can say, okay, this guy is a 1A or 1B.
Well, let's get a feel for the exact details of the trade, first of all, from Jeff Passan, ESPN's MLB insider. Well, that's great for the Yankees, yeah, and they didn't have to give away a top 10 guy.
Isn't this your
in
team?
This kind of deal? It is my team, and it's a disaster. But listen. I'll get to that in a minute because John Daniels, I don't understand a lot of what's going on there. The Rangers, for them, this to me did not make a ton of sense. But from a Yankee standpoint, the thing I would say here is there are aspects of Joey Gallo, mm-hmm, that are going to drive you nuts. You've hit on a couple of them. There is an incredible streakiness to his game. Hmm. He is a guy that will go for an entire month and you cannot get him out to save his life. He's amazing. He'll just rip you to shreds. And then the next month, he cannot get a hit off a Little League pitcher. It's like that Stanton T-Mobile commercial. You know what I mean? Where he's got to go to Little League because, uh-huh, he got the bad reception from Aaron Judge's FaceTime call.
Exactly.
It's like that, except he can't get those hits. So those are the kind of things that are going to drive you insane about him. But the good things are these. Everything he does defensively, he's pretty durable. And he should help them from a left-handed standpoint. Michael Kay was on with you guys this morning, yeah, on KJZ, and with Dan Graziano and, of course, Sam Acho and you. And here's Michael describing what the Yankees are getting with Gallo. So, Bart, here's the question. Does this now bring them closer? I don't think the division is even the discussion anymore. No. Are they now closer in the wild card? And my answer to that at the moment would be yes, but we still have time to go before the deadline. And a couple of these other teams, the A's, the Mariners, have already made other moves.
Yeah, I mean, you would hope that it's another move left because this one doesn't make sense. If you're going to go in, go all in. If you're going to either go big or go home. And, you know, maybe Trevor Story is still out there. They can maybe find him another arm. As they're still trying to figure out what the role of Chapman is, if he can figure it out, Britton as well, Chad Green. They have a lot of question marks. I mean, this was a team that one of the things we were supposed to be able to bank on and be able to, you know, count on is the fact that they have tremendous bullpen. They got great frontline starters, and that hasn't materialized. What's wrong with Chad Green? We have no idea. You hope that they can get back, and you hope that DJ LeMay, you can start hitting a lot better. It looks like he's going to spend a lot of time at first base. I mean, that's a good thing. I don't know what that does to Voit. Voit's another one of these guys.
Still hasn't come quite back yet. He should be back at some point this week, but maybe Voit gets traded this week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I mean, he's a great offensive, you know, relatively cheap first baseman that you know, didn't he lead the league in home runs last year?
Yep.
You know what I mean? I know he's got rid of some of his creatine weight. You know what I mean? he's like curling like Rocky and Rocky IV in Soviet Union or something like that right now. So I mean, listen. You want to give the Yankees the benefit of the doubt, but I don't know if they're trying to put lipstick on a pig if they're not being honest with themselves. And a better move was for them to be sellers. And I wonder what this means for the future of a lot of players with the, you know, addition of Joey Gallo. And if they go out and get some more guys, will they create the balance to maybe, you know, get some guys more in their natural positions?
Well, you just hit on something very interesting: the future of some other guys. And if we're looking down the road here, a year and a half from now, Aaron Judge is a free agent. Joey Gallo is a free agent. Giancarlo Stanton, after this year, has 7 more years and $180 million. That's going nowhere. They're not going to be able to get rid of him. And Judge is 2 years older, right-handed. I know he sells more T-shirts.
Yeah.
But the argument I am betting will be there to be made next year that the Yankees would be better off re-signing Gallo than Judge, and maybe trading Judge this offseason, because Gallo, you know, Judge can still play the outfield now, but can he in 2 years or 3 years? And then you're stuck still with Stanton and two of the same player for only one position.
Yeah, well, all you have to do is look at Giancarlo Stanton, right? He's like that great car the used car salesman is trying to get you. And you just want to pop the hood. I just want to pop the hood and see what's under the hood. You know what I mean? It's like you look at it, there's no timing belt on it. Like, what the hell is the timing belt? Like, you look up there, the carburetor's done. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things. Like, Judge looks great from the outside, and he's been healthy, a lot healthier than he's been in the past. But it's just that concern. As he gets older, I don't know if 6'8 baseball players age well. Right, we've seen the fat guy age well, the Kung Fu Panda, guys like that. You know what I mean? Tony Gwynn, the big guys age a lot better than a 6'8 outfielder. I don't know, has it ever been a 6'8 outfielder? You know, so he's a unicorn. I mean, Stanton is the closest comp at 6'6", and he's showing you maybe a glimpse into the future of what you're going to have to deal with, and making a guy like Aaron Judge just a designated DH, which doesn't give your roster a lot of flexibility.
No, it doesn't, and Gallo will give them more flexibility, plus a left-handed
bat. You heard what Pete said. He hits dingers, and he's the best slugger in the game. Nobody has more home runs since he's got in the league than Pete Alonso. And he said, he told us, without saying, he named names, but he was basically saying his best ability is his availability. And that's something that's going to always hunt, you know, Aaron Judge, and we don't know if that's ever going to change, if he even has the capability of doing that. And if so, do you want to go from one bad 7-year contract, 10-year contract to another? Like what would it say? You know, the true definition of insanity is doing the same thing twice, at this point three times, because they did it with A-Rod, and expecting a different result.
If that's the case, Brian Cashman should be locked up. And maybe in a straitjacket, because he keeps doing the same thing. Bart, then there is Aaron Rodgers. And this is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, which I find ironic in the moment, as we're about to talk about Aaron Rodgers. And so many out there are applauding his incredible honesty yesterday and how straightforward he was. And I know that we in the media sometimes are surprised and happy when somebody isn't filling you with cliches and actually telling you the truth, frankly, like you used to do as a player. We find it refreshing. And for Aaron Rodgers, yesterday for many was refreshing. That's great. I don't buy a lot of it. I personally don't. And look, I understand where he's coming from on a lot of what he said. Yeah. I just don't necessarily think that he's being completely 100% honest about it. The biggest part where he has an argument is wanting to have at least a voice in some of these discussions. Here he is on that topic. Yeah, and I don't think anybody would have any argument with that. And if you're Aaron Rodgers, you want to help recruit guys, there's no doubt that guys are going to want to go play with him, especially receivers, because he's going to help their careers and get them more money. That's all fantastic. And if he's upset with how some players have been handled in the past, I understand that too on the way out the door. And you provided some context to that yesterday. And listen, you want to be treated with a certain level of respect. And if you see that coming, that maybe that's not going to be coming your way, I understand that response to it.
Well, you know how players think that, hey, man, we're all men here. We're on the same team. And you realize when you say something, they don't take anything that you say into consideration. And you start to feel like your football acumen isn't appreciated. And then you start believing that they're saying, just shut up and play. We coach, you play. You do your job, we'll do ours. And it's not fair, right? When you, as a football player, you've been around as long as Aaron Rodgers has. You understand chemistry and you understand the intangibles. And you understand, like, what you need to be successful. And if he felt like Randall Cobb, listen, I feel like he failed horribly in his debut. His first move as a general manager was to bring in Randall Cobb. But if Randall Cobb is healthy and he opens everybody else up and he's like that safety net, that safety valve that he needs, and he's able to move the sticks and he's able to have death by a thousand paper cuts and have like 89 receptions and move the chains, then it's worth it. But I think it was better options out there. But at the end of the day, they only gave up a 6-round draft pick. But Aaron Rodgers has to understand that that's always been the case for everybody. You can't take it personally. He's talking about John Kuhn. Well, when John Kuhn got released, how long did he play in the league after that? Because I don't remember John Kuhn ever being in another uniform outside of the Green Bay Packers.
I don't think he walked straight from Green Bay to Canton the last time I checked.
And like one of the guys that is going to walk into Canton, Julius Peppers. Julius Peppers played for the Carolina Panthers like 17 years.
Yeah.
So I know by the time they cut him. By the time they cut him, he's probably 40 damn years old. You pay this dude all this money, it's a level of money that he will, you know, he won't play for. I wouldn't have offered Julius Pepper as at that point either. And then, you know, Charles Woodson left and went to the Raiders, and he played one season there, maybe two. So, like, you can't keep paying guys that you know are at the end of their rope. At some point, you have to balance the books and be able to pay somebody else. So I didn't agree with him and his assessment of how they were treated.
And I mean, isn't it the golden rule of any general manager that you're better off getting rid of a guy a year early than a year late? And Aaron Rodgers was basically saying, we should have kept all these guys another year because I would have made them better. Here is Brian Gutekunst responding to the notion that they haven't handled player releases well. Now, I'm sure he feels that way, and I'm sure that the truth is probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Because it always is, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to get a good report like, oh, man, they cut me with such pride and grace and dignity.
Exactly.
Like you wanna,
everybody's ticked off when they're walking out of the building.
Don't worry. Send me my stuff. You see them in there getting their back, get that garbage bag? They get it back.
Come back to your locker and they're filling it up already?
Yeah, they got a hefty contractor bag on. You're like, man. Yeah, y'all can at least give me some moving boxes. What the hell?
Got it from the construction site.
Yeah, can I get a container from a container store? I don't want to sit up here and have a hole in my bag looking like I'm a hobo. You ain't going to sit up here and send me out of here because you know it's so heavy you got a kid throw it over your shoulder. What am I, the black Santa Claus? Or am I stealing something? What's going on? But, you can hit that button. But, you know, like, I understand what he's saying, but I think Gutekunst could have did a better job and not going tit for tat because in his response, I felt like he was going tit for tat. And he could have just been a bigger person. But that's the thing. This thing has gotten personal, and everybody's pointing the finger. Nobody's pointing the thumb. Everybody's talking about what the other one's doing wrong. Nobody's pointing about how they could have handled things and what they really want.
Well, this is where Aaron Rodgers loses me, okay? He's not wrong about wanting more respect and all that. You need to stop with a couple of things. You need to stop with this notion that the media created this. Nobody created this but you with your stupid, beautiful mystery comments about your future with the organization. Nobody created this but you when you are showing up at the golf tournament, answering all your questions in a very sly manner and saying, we'll see, we'll see. You know, you could have turned down the invitation to the golf tournament. And he actually said the words yesterday. He never leaked anything. His representatives never leaked anything. And Bart, there's wisdom in silence. Mm-hmm. I mean, take that and just stick it somewhere else, because you're the same guy who's texting Pat McAfee every 5 minutes to let him know the very latest on the situation. Stop.
Pat McAfee.
Just stop.
Dan Patrick.
I mean,
he's not without blame. And like, you, nobody wants to accept their part of the blame, Chris.
Now, Bart, I just don't want to hear it from a guy that has thoroughly enjoyed being the center of attention this entire offseason and has wanted to be the just the focal point of the entire NFL this past year. And I get it. You won the MVP. You know, you haven't won seven championships other guy.
Yeah.
You won one. So you're not Michael Jordan, even though you put your picture up there like you're on The Last Dance with Devontae Adams, who's not Scottie Pippen either. Just stop with all the histrionics and then turn around and blame somebody else. Yeah, just stop. You're embarrassing yourself when you do that.
At best, he's Sam Cassell from the Rockets.
Hey, Sam Cassell. Maybe when Clyde got there the next year. Give him Clyde.
Sam Cassell's a two-time champion. But listen, to this point, like, you know, he got what he wanted. He got the flexibility. He gave them all the answers to the test. So if you're Gutekunst and you really want to keep Aaron Rodgers, he told you exactly how you keep him, right? Give him opportunity to have some control over the roster. Respect his opinion. And run everything by him, and you'll be easy peasy. And probably trade Jordan Love, and you'll be all good.
Yeah, and he did. And that's the other thing. Like, there were so many just direct, I can't even think of the word I'm looking for here.
That's just how frustrated you are. Well,
it is.
Hogwash.
He says it had nothing to do with Jordan Love weeks ago, and then yesterday he says, well, I think this all started when they drafted Jordan Love.
Yeah, contradicting himself.
I can't get out of my own way with this, but he is directly contradicting himself on so many levels with that press conference yesterday. It was just, it was tough to watch. Everybody is fawning over his honesty. That's great. Good. Yeah. You get a medal for being honest. When you make a massive mistake and you own up to it, you still made the massive mistake.
Yeah. Humble brag, too. Like, yo, let's be honest. People come here because they want to play with me.
Yeah.
Got nothing to do with
it's true. We don't need you to say it.
Yeah, I thought it was cheese curds. Like I said, I thought they were coming there for the fried cheese curd, unlimited, and a bike ride. And they're just simply mozzarella sticks, right? They're just breaded mozzarella sticks.
Don't even.
Are they not?
No, they're better than mozzarella sticks. Mozzarella sticks you find in a freezer.
Yeah.
No,
so you
cheese
say,
curds are better.
What is this, Wendy's? Like, never frozen beef? What the hell are you talking about?
No. Cheese curds, you don't get frozen. You don't do anything. Come on. They're little things. They're cheddar. They can be all different kinds.
Jalapeno popper, basically, is what you're saying.
No. Better than a jalapeno popper. Listen, I once turned down a job in Kansas City because they took me out to eat at an Italian place and at a seafood place.
Oh, is that ketchup?
And I'm coming from Jersey, and that's what you're doing? You've got bad instincts. Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. And Straight Talk has been brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Well, Aaron Rodgers is in camp, but there's one other really important quarterback who is not in camp, and the reasons are nothing short of maddening.
Oh.
Barton Hahn on ESPN, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
I thought he was a working class hero, and I wanted to sit there and applaud.
I wanted to help the organization, maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about the way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated.
Oh, man. Too much is given, much is expected. And Zach Wilson is nowhere to be seen, but he's texting, though. Oh, wow, wow, wow. I just left one Jets drive, and I didn't see him in sight. Maybe he's en route, though.
We'll see. We'll talk about it in a sec. Family is everything, and I've got peace of mind knowing my family is taken care of with life insurance. I recommend SelectQuote. SelectQuote has been helping families for over 35 years. Plus, quotes are free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, I'm in for Alan today. Of course, ESPN Radio is always presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Zach Wilson for the New York Jets, the number 2 overall pick, still nowhere to be found, not in training camp. And the two issues that are out there right now with Zach Wilson are something we talked about a little bit yesterday, the offset language and the timing of when he actually gets his bonus.
Where's Waldo?
This is starting to get a little bit annoying. This is starting.
Chris, it's only day two.
Starting. Only... I said starting.
Okay.
He's the only one who's not there yet. Now, I blame both sides here.
I was about to say, what side are you standing on?
I'm on both sides here. Both sides have problems with this. Because I think part of it with the whole offset language stuff is that agent thing. And here's what bothers me the most about that.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson's agents are Joe Burrow's agents. Guess what? Joe Burrow's contract has offset language. Why is it this year you're trying to get it out? I know exactly why. Because other guys are going to use it against you. Other agents in the future are going to use that against you when you're trying to recruit high draft picks.
So what you're saying is the Bungles have the same language that the Jets are fighting for.
Correct.
And his agent had no problem with it. But this year...
Last year, no problem.
So he just seems to be a little bit agitated. So you want the number 2 overall pick to get something that the number 1 overall pick didn't get.
Yeah, that's what they want. That's what they want.
Okay, well, say hello to the bad guy, because now I'm on the Jets side, right? At first, I was there with Zach Wilson. Okay, listen, Sam Darnold didn't make it to his end of his career. Tooth to Truth Haskins didn't make it to his. You know what I mean? They cut him in Washington. So maybe he's seeing, like, the trend. Rosen, where's Rosen? We don't even know who the hell Rosen is. Now, I can't even tell you what roster the man is on. So maybe he was leaning to that. But the fact that they allowed Joe Burrow to sign that contract, it's surprising because we know it can't be about the money because we know that it's already slotted. And who cares if you get $10 million at the start of the football year? It was like, what, March 16th? Or you get it right now. Who cares? You can buy it on credit. People know it's coming. It's guaranteed. You can spend it like you got it in your bank account if that's what you choose to do.
If I was him, I'd make my agent advance it to me. That's what I would do. If you're going
to
hold me up.
With no points.
Now, Robert Saleh just said in the last few minutes that Wilson and the offensive coordinator, Matt LaFleur, are texting.
Oh, wow. So you can text, like, actual screenshots. So he can just envision himself, put on the Oculus glasses, and he can put himself behind the offensive line, and he can act like he's right there at practice. None
he's in VR.
He's virtually there. It's all good. I mean, come on, man. It's, like, crazy. You know, I wouldn't say some things I wouldn't even mention, right? Why would I even say that they're texting? It's like a slap in the face. Well, I'd much rather him be texting Joe Douglas than texting Matt LaFleur.
Well, here's guy.
Mike
LaFleur. LaFleur is the pack. I get him mixed up, too. I just did 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Here's your guy, Sam Acho, from this morning from the show, talking about the fact that, filling in on KJZ with you and with Ryan Smith, situation that this says more about the Jets than maybe it does about Zach Wilson.
Well, like I told him, it was a bit of a stretch there because you don't want to set a precedent for anybody, right? So what's going to happen when Becton say, hey, man, you gave it to him. You didn't give it to me. I'm your best player. Well, what do you say to the future? What do you say to Quinnen Williams? What do you say to all the first over, the high picks that were all top 10? Yeah, they weren't number two, but they weren't too far off, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are you saying to them? So you don't want to try and treat him with, you know, kid gloves and say, you know, it's already like dissension amongst the ranks because they feel like the quarterback gets all the glory and none of the blame, right? Whether that's, you know, legitimate or not. So you don't want to set a precedent because the next guy that comes in here or 3 years from now, that's saying, you're going to automatically say, hey, well, you did it for him. You better do it for me because I want the same level of respect.
Okay, now let me ask you this, though. What this really is going to add up to in the end is that if Zach Wilson doesn't work out, he wants to be able to double dip. Yeah. And so if he gets cut in 3 years or 4 years and the Jets still owe him guaranteed money, whatever he earns from the next team would be deducted from the Jets as opposed to getting that language removed. He'd still get all the Jets money and then maybe more money.
So is that not greed? Is that not greed?
Because
they're telling you, the Jets are telling him that, hey, we're going to give you all of your money, guaranteed, the whole 4 year contract, guaranteed. We just don't know when we're going to give it to you. Now, this isn't Bobby, Bobby Bonilla day, where like he's going to be showing up. They're going to be paying him in $50,000 increments for the next 60 years. It's like, bro, they're going to give you all your money in 4 years. And if you play well, they're going to give you more. So what are we doing? What are we talking about? Much nothing to see here.
Yeah. And in the meantime, here's why I'm getting a little annoyed about it. They have handed you the reins.
Yeah.
You are the guy, and I know you got leverage here. I understand that, but you need reps. You need every single freaking rep that you can get, and you are trying to be the face of a franchise that has a long list of failed quarterbacks along the way. One Jets drive is paved with plenty of failure along the way, unfortunately, and there is the possibility that this guy could be the savior. But you're not getting off on the right foot.
Yeah,
you're not getting off on the right foot.
Really, what's important is really for you to accept. It's not about the X's and O's, right? Because I feel like he may be smart enough. Maybe he's not. I don't know. I don't want to assume. But what this is really about is being able to assume the leadership role so you can show everybody that you're the unquestioned leader. So you can be one of these young players that when you say something in the huddle, when you try and galvanize the troops, when you try and put everything together, they can look in your eyes and say, you know what, I know this man, I trust this man. And every day, every opportunity that you don't do that, you lose an opportunity to build a bond, to get chemistry, to understand the off-schedule plays, the nonverbal and verbal communication that happens between receivers, being able to see the defense the same way, understand where to break off your routes, knowing, hey, if I see zone, I'm going to sit in the zone. If I see man-to-man, I'm going to go ahead and run my route. Those are all things that come with chemistry. He can't just have chemistry with one player. Like we used to see Sam Darnold. He had chemistry with Robbie Anderson. He had chemistry with Jameson Crowder. Everything else was off. He didn't know where the receivers were going to be. You know, and often they seem like not to be on the same page. So, Wilson, you want to be off to a fresh start because you understand that you're coming into the media market of the world, right? The number one media market. You're going to get scrutinized. This ain't BYU. This ain't Detroit. This ain't Dallas. This is New York City. And listen, this is a concrete jungle where people come here and their dreams get crushed. Yeah, you can achieve your dreams, and if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. But, man, they have destroyed far more people than they have ascended to superstardom.
ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Up next, Major League Baseball's trade deadline is tomorrow. And today, two of the big names that could be moved are not in the lineup for their team.
Let me Google it.
You don't have to do that. All you got to do is keep it right here because it's next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
The Cubs are the buffet table for all the contenders. You know, we're all going to be talking about Craig Kimbrell.
Well, the New York Yankees, of course they're going to be aggressive. I think they're going to be ridiculously aggressive. I think they're going to be in on Scherzer. They're going to be in on Story, Buxton, all these big names. I think they're going to say forget the luxury tax that we've been trying to stay under all year and all last offseason. And I think they go for it.
While it's been relatively quiet to this point, they believe there's going to be a huge flurry of activity when we get to the end of the week.
Started last night, the Joey Gallo deal is done to the Yankees. He and Jolie Rodriguez are relievers for four prospects, none of them in the Yankees top 10. It is Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, coming to you live from the Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Bart, how about this? Two of the bigger names that could be available, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo. Cubs play this afternoon at 2:20 p.m. That's roughly 90 minutes from now. Neither is in the lineup for the Cubs.
It's a day of rest. This must be the day off. You know, they had been going really hard. You know, they need to just take a break. Just one game. They'll be back next game.
Maybe. Or maybe they're getting dealt this afternoon. That could also be it. There's been a lot of talk around the Mets and Chris Bryant, and there's also been a lot of talk around Anthony Rizzo and the Red Sox. So you could see where maybe they felt like they were advanced enough in some trade talks that they would hold them out just in case this afternoon under the guise of a day of rest.
And it's weird, man, because I feel like the Mets are under more pressure because, you know, they had a owner that comes in and starts screaming like a banshee, like, hey, and he's teasing with the fans and he's tweeting, he's interactive, saying, hey, if we're going to go, we're going to fly by the luxury tax. So you can't do that and then be dormant and not make a move. You got to listen. You wrote a check, and, you know, listen, when you work twice as much as any other owner in the business, you would think that you can cash that check. But, you know, he's going to have to do something, or he's going to have to put the pressure on his general manager to be able to get somebody in there that can help take this team to the next level. Because a four-game lead, I'm not too comfortable around that. I don't know what the hell is going on with Jacob deGrom. They haven't said anything. He's been hurt off and on. He's having a great season when he plays. But it's too many, like, coincidences all the time. It's back, it's side, it's this or that. So I need some insurances. So damn it, go get me some insurances. You already told me, I already know that Matt Scherzer won't be one of those insurances. So go get me something equivalent.
Well, let's talk about Max Scherzer for a second, or rather Jeff Passan to talk about Max Scherzer for a second. Here's Jeff last night about Scherzer's situation. Now, before we scream and yell about the Dodgers, let's remember their situation. Bauer's not there.
Yeah.
And Clayton Kershaw's been very banged up and has been out for a bit. So they definitively need somebody if they're hoping to repeat.
Yeah, and if you're the Padres and if you're the Giants, you understand that. And even if you don't want to take Scherzer, you're going to take him just to prevent him from going to that team so you don't have to face him, especially a team that's on the cusp. Like nobody saw the Giants season coming.
Nope.
But, I mean, the Padres have high expectations. So if you're going to double down, double down. You know, you've been spending money. That spending spree started, you know, before Machado, the Machado signing, I believe with Springer, Corral, I forgot whatever one of them former Houston guys out there. But, hey, double down. Go get Matt Scherzer and go for it.
Think about it for a second. The San Diego Padres could be blowing past the luxury tax threshold. That is a sentence I never thought that we would be in uttering in any way possible. The NBA draft, Bart. That is tonight.
Detroit basketball.
Who are the future stars of the league? That's next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.